All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get it started. So, question. Do we have too much football? Hear me out. Before I get slandered by Rico or called a boomer, I'm being serious with this. Roger Goodell, amidst the magic that was the draft in Detroit, people setting the attendance record and us celebrating, hey, nobody got shot. Pretty low bar to clear, but hey, we cleared it. The point is, Roger Goodell unveiled where this is going, which is going to be more football. 18 regular season games played over 20 weeks, not 17 and 18. So that's two more weeks, which then bumps the Super Bowl to the middle of February and beyond, in actual late February, to President's Day weekend, where, yes, you would get Monday off from a Sunday Super Bowl. What used to be a joke could actually be reality. Think about this. The other thing that it's going to be is more primetime games. Why? They can sell them individually. You're not selling a six-pack of juice boxes. You're going to sell every juice box out of your trunk at an individual markup. That's a problem because, A, it's going to mean more platforms, more things for you to buy, and eventually it's going to affect you as a Lions fan. Well, I don't have the Peacock. I don't want to go to Amazon Prime. I don't want to go to Doo-Doo or Doobie TV or whatever the hell these things are called. The point is, this is becoming too much ice cream. We all love football. That's not even in the offing. No one would suggest otherwise. But guys, think about this. The NFL is what used to be. It started in the second week of September and was done by like the first day of February. This thing is now extended that it really only doesn't have anything going on for 90 days. May, June, and most of July. That's it. It has become a 9 month a year oxygen suck. There's nothing left for anything else. And I'll tell you, as somebody who does this for a living, I need football to go away so I can realize I miss it and get excitement back. See, it's too much ice cream. Like, Rico, I mean it. Goodell wanting to add two more weeks to football.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Mike. Unfortunately, your timetable is off because it may not be ice cream, but you end up getting sherbet. in June and July, because that's when you get the veterans who get released and cut. So now the news is back out there. And then in July, you start up with the training camp because somebody's going to play in that god-awful Hall of Fame game.
All right, who wants more football? Because Rico's killing me. Now we're down to 60 days. Who wants more football? Straight up, phone lines are wide open. Are you on board with this? And the more primetime games, let me just say this, and then I'll turn my microphone off, and Jazzy Cat and the Cone will take you to six. The primetime games are going to be on nights I don't need football. I don't need Thursday night. I sure as hell don't need Black Friday. I don't need Saturday. Monday is already fine, but I've already seen what they're doing, and I know what they're going to do now. Oh, we're going to have two Monday night games or two Thursday night games. Don't need it. You know what made football magical when I was growing up? The fact that you knew it was Sunday, and everybody was home, and Sunday was Sunday fun day. And Monday night was fine. That was a thing.
No, but Monday night was actually special because that was just that one game.
Correct.
And you were like, man, I hope my team gets one home game, because that was the primetime game. It was either 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock kickoff. There was no Sunday night football.
But I'm accepting of Sunday night. And I'm accepting of Monday. But Rico, when he says more primetime games, 18 game season with two bye weeks, you are stretching football. It's too much of a good thing. So I would like to hear from the people on this. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You are sitting in your car right now, and you either are saying, no, give me more football, more porridge, or, you know, this bleephead actually has a point. So tell me where you're at with it.
Well, let me help you out with this, Boomer.
You piece of garbage. I knew it. I knew that's the first thing you'd go to.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm allowed to actually agree with this, so... You know, I don't want to give you a gator-like, you know, response. But,
Jesus, all because of your Durant opinion, this is going to be a bit all day?
All right. The thing that made football what it was and why you love football was because the scarcity. It was only around for X amount of days, and you had to wait, you know, at least 6 days to see your team play again. So it was you get to talk about it. It was the hype. It was all of that. And then, okay, we do the opening weekend. We mixed in a couple Thursday night games. And little by little, it was just that, you know, the drops in the bucket that you didn't realize when that bucket overflowed, because it was just steady drops going in there. That's what they're doing by extending the season. It's going to go all the way until President's Day. And you know what happens a week after that? You know, you're going to be looking at the NFL Combine. And then after that, it's going to be all the draft stuff. And then after that, you're going into training camp. That it becomes nonstop. Now, what they're hoping to do, and they should probably take a lesson, because I think this is kind of one of the things that killed the NBA, you need to take a break. Because the NBA at one point was like wrestling. It was like the off season, and who's going to go here and who's going to go there. And it was fun for about a couple of years, and then we burned out on it. For the NFL, yeah, I'm not into the 18-game season. And
in 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
It used to be 16.
Because there is no break. Your break is from the end of the draft. So you get the month of May off. That's
wow.
It. So I'm going to reduce your 60 days to 30 days, Mike.
Can I add something to the mix here? Fellas, tell me if this is wrong. Look, we all understand the NFL is a business. But their business model is to destroy every other league. And while college football's busy destroying itself, think about this. If you look at a pie, call it a pizza pie that's an 8-slice pizza, that is your time you can dedicate to sports as a fan. You only have 8 slices of pizza, right? So we know the NFL's king. See, I would advocate that the NFL right now is taking up so much oxygen of your pizza, you don't have any time for the other sports. That you don't even realize it, but you have no time for the Tigers, no time for the Wings. Nobody has time for the Pistons. But if you are a fan of college and pro, which is what makes this place so damn magical, it's why I love Detroit, it is why this is one of the great sports cities in America, think about how many slices of your pizza pie are going to football. And now they want more of your pizza pie. They want more.
But see, the beauty of it is, Mike, you can sacrifice the because you're not really that invested in the piston slice. That goes away.
Gone.
Okay? And for a lot of years, the Tiger slice really wasn't there.
Also gone.
So now, you know, then you have, for hockey fans, a little bit of a niche sport. So it really boiled down to, yeah, it was all about football.
But are we turning into a one-sport country?
Yes. And here's the thing. Football did something. They went into sacred ground. And I don't think people even realize what happened. They went into Christmas Day.
And said,
you know what, NBA?
They went into Black Friday.
No, Black Friday. Yeah, but here's the thing. No,
not the, like the, that, the, TJ.
Was anybody really clamoring for the Nebraska-Iowa game?
Okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Cue the violin music. I was.
Okay.
Black Friday is about putting up the Christmas tree and college football. But.
Okay, Boomer.
No.
But Saturday. I mean, Christmas Day. Christmas Day was NBA from start to finish.
Yeah, your not anymore.
Your best teams all, I mean, to some people, the season started on Christmas Day.
Oh, get ready now. Oh, hey, tell fat ass, get his ass back up the chimney. We're going to be playing football on Christmas Eve now. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, mm-hmm. the day after. We're going to play on Passover. I mean,
think about it.
We're going to play, I don't even know what holidays we're going to play on them all.
But think about this. If New Year's Day happened to be on a Sunday, college football, you will not be playing today.
Nope.
Play it either before or you play it. That's how we got the playoffs on the 31st, because that year it should have been on the 1st.
See, you guys are leaning right into what I was going to say on this. I love the NFL. We all love the NFL.
Nobody's arguing that.
But when they stepped on Christmas for me, that was always get up and watch NBA basketball.
And you were like Jordan staring at the iPad in The Last Dance. And you took that personally.
I did take it personally because I'm like, I can't watch my basketball because I have to watch the NFL. I don't want to have to watch the NFL on Christmas.
Think about what you just said, though. Hold on. Work with me, guys. Quote, because now I have to watch it. See, the beauty of football is you didn't have to do it. You yearned to do it. We are making a transition now to a point. Look, greed has overtaken all sports. We have totally lost cabin pressure. But the NFL knows we're eating them all up. But guys, think about this. It's May. Only now is football really winding down. And Goodell wants more. You know what I like about the Lions? They play Sunday at 1 o'clock with a couple of night games that are special to us. Goodell's plan? Night games won't be special. They won't. Especially when you got to go download Kenny Cott TV to watch it or whatever streaming platform you have to download. Like, I admit it. If I'm an old person, say it. I love football, but we've reached too much ice cream. And the next steps they're taking, Rico, I can't. Look, it's part of what's hurt college football. Here we go. Forget about NIL and the portal. What's hurt college football? You're playing 14, 15 games. It's too much.
Maxion was fun when it first came out. To sit there and say, okay, Tuesday night football, it's different. You know?
That's cool for 10 minutes until you realize, wait, I'm watching Eastern versus Ball State on a gray field. Mm-hmm. Nope, not doing this. Not doing this.
Because for college football, the same. It was okay. The occasional Thursday game, they would never play on Friday.
Not special anymore. Tell them all about it. People want to talk. I'm here for it. I'm not offended if you just think, Mike, you've lost your marbles. I'd love some of my older people to call in, even though I'm only in my 40s.
Hey, Mike, I remember Dutch Clark.
No, you know.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to the people. We have reached too much ice cream. That's what Roger Goodell is doing. That's what the NFL has done. I don't need more football, and boy, they're going to do it. Greed rules the day. And it's just, look, we all love football, but more primetime games, more platforms, a 20-week season. This is happening. The Super Bowl extending to President's Day weekend every year.
Well, here's the other thing. You don't even get a chance to appreciate the season that you had because you automatically are jumping into next season. Because now it's the combine, and what do we need here? Instead of just saying, you know what, we had a pretty good year. How about we just take a few weeks and really just sit back and relax and enjoy the year? It's nonstop. You get the month of May off if this goes through, and it's going to go through.
It will.
May is going to be the only month where the NFL has nothing to do. The draft will be over unless they stretch that out to the whole week and just do it around a day.
We may as well just have 10 rounds and go 10 days. I mean, that's where we're headed. The fact that the draft is now this four-day event, it's an absurdity. Let's go to the people. Now, again, if you want more football, do you find yourself being a football-only fan? That's the other thing. Let's go to Jeff. He'll lead us off. He's out in Sterling Heights. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I very much disagree with you.
Okay.
But I am a football fan. I gave up on baseball in the 90s. Never liked hockey, and I am a football fan, but I'm a, you know, two seasons of this USFL or now UFL season ticket holder because, you know, that leaves me with only about two or three weeks, really, of no football. You know, a few weeks up at front and then a couple weeks before training camp, and then I got football year-round. I really think the smartest thing would be for the NFL to get somehow sponsoring the UFL. It's kind of, I don't know how they do it, but kind of a minor league thing.
Jeff, they're kind of doing that right now, but it's on the down low. So you don't worry about the burnout factor at all?
I could never be burned out with football.
But what Jeff has done, and Jeff, I don't want to speak for you, you've gotten rid of other sports. You are a football-only fan.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I was a big baseball fan when I was young, and then when they had the strike that canceled the World Series, I never went back. I said, forget this. And okay. I have not watched even an inning of baseball since.
Yeah. No, Jeff, it's not a crime. And believe me, I think more people are going to do what you're doing. I'm saying, first of all, I'm not a football-only fan. I like all sports. And I'm telling you, football demands more and more and more of time. And time is not on our side as human beings. It's like, Rico, they're not going to be on the down low with spring football. They're going to back a league. Mm-hmm. They're going to go year round. And you know what else they're going to do? They're going to expand.
Well, I mean,
they're going to go to 34 teams, 36 teams.
It's easy to now because the two leagues have combined. So
correct.
You can go ahead and back this. I mean, they've already taken the kickoff from the XFL.
You're going to have teams that each of these spring football teams will have two NFL representatives that will populate the roster.
See, I'm thinking more of a almost like the European stash where this is where your fifth, sixth, seventh round picks and undrafted free agents, we're going to go ahead and ship you off.
That's what I just said. I agree.
Two. No, I'm saying more.
No, it'll be two teams per team, and this is where you funnel all your people.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like the Lions just drafted Manu Ginobili in the fourth round or whatever the hell his name is. He'd be going to the spring football league.
Yep.
Go to JK, 97.1. What's up, JK?
Gentlemen, Mike, I'm a sports fan. I like sports. I don't need this much football. I got time slotted for football, and I watch football. I go to road games. I always have. I had season tickets. I love baseball. I still love baseball. DirecTV gave me free MLB mix. I love it. I can just sit there and glance at a few games. I like watching a little bit of hockey to see who's going to win. This is championship time for hockey and basketball.
Yep.
Did you see that move Kyrie made last night with the ball at the basket? I love all sports. So I think the NFL is definitely trying to suck us in like the blob, and I don't like it.
No, it's too much. What makes football special, JK, is you're supposed to yearn for its return.
Yes.
Now it never leaves. It's like the annoying roommate.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I went to all three days at the draft. I couldn't get in the first day. I got down there too late. But I was at the other 2 days. But I was watching baseball on my phone. I was watching a little basketball. I was still involved. I like all sports. And to me, I consider myself a sports fan. I'm a homer, but not a individual. No, if you like sports, you like sports. I want to see that athlete do what I can't do. That's what I like.
Go ahead, Rico.
No, but the thing is, JK, it now is it's going to eat up some time. So now are you cutting into family time? Are you cutting in because you only have X amount of hours. Now, as far as the NFL, Mike, you were a fan of this show back in the day, but it's almost like The Walking Dead where eventually the NFL will win. Eventually they will turn all the people who are like, no, you know, it's not too much. Okay, it is.
Coral.
Right.
No, you get to a point that's me by the end of football. Clothes are tattered. I don't know what day it is.
You're standing in a field surrounded like, how did I get here?
Yeah. I think it's something where I've already seen what's happened even with my dad. I mean, like these Amazon games, he just skips them. You're not doing it. And then they're going to have two Monday night games. You're not going to be able to watch both.
Well, see, the only thing that I can hope is if they do the Thursday night games, they do it right. Because Thursday night football for a while was, let's put the two worst teams out there. This is your primetime game. Jacksonville versus Washington.
You nailed it. Jags-Titans. I feel like that was the Thursday night game for a decade.
Here's the, you can say the Panthers versus the Commanders. I don't care. But they're wearing the Color Rush jerseys. Still don't care.
Keep making good points. Yeah, I'll keep giving you Mark Ryan.
So, yeah, if you're going to do that, give me some good games. But now, not only that, we're going to go to Brazil. We're going to go to Germany. We're going to go to England.
They're furthering that. They're going to continue.
Mexico City.
And let me tell you something. Lion fans, you can be all cocky, do whatever you like. Wait till it costs you a home game. Mm-hmm. Wait till they take your home game and they send you to Neptune to play the Dolphins. Like, this is the stuff that it's just greed.
Right.
No fan should ever lose a home game because.
But no. But then you'll have the fans who'll say, well, it's a great vacation. We're going to save up our money and we're going to go to Neptune to go watch this game.
I quit. Go ahead, David. You can. You know what, David?
I was going to say, just wait till they ruin your Christmas and they put your team on Christmas Day. And now you're. What are you going to do?
I mean, Lions are already on Christmas Eve this year.
They just did that. They were on Christmas Eve.
I'm sitting there having to watch Lions and Vikings with Nick Mullen's stupid face. And I'm going, it's Christmas Eve.
Right.
I have to care because this game's wildly important. Mm-hmm. But damn it, it's Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
On Christmas Day, let's put some good teams on there so that you have to watch these as well.
But I'm with David. Christmas Day used to be the NBA's day.
Right. Oh, they stole that.
Oh, now that's gone.
NBA, you want to fight us? Nah, we good.
The NBA, the specialist in not trying. 248-539-9797.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get to a football today in about 10 minutes. David, a few ticket texts, more of the calls. Goodell has foreshadowed the future of the league. It is more football until you bleed. I think we've reached too much ice cream.
Football.
It's enough's enough. But I want to know where you're at as fans. Because I think, look, the NFL doesn't care about any of the other leagues. They don't need to. But I think what they're doing, you guys are losing any ability to care about other sports because football is so, I mean, it's just so much of it.
No, squeezing out the other sports. You don't and have it, the time.
Selfishly, there's plenty of other things we want to talk about on this show, but y'all, you guys are a bunch of crackheads. You need your football. Man, I just need that dose. Just give me another hit. Then I got to listen to Rico doing receipt segments in June. Instead of being able to talk about what's actually going on.
You are just being hurtful today.
You damn right. My team has no quarterback. You're paying the price.
How is that my problem?
David.
Too much football is never a bad thing. I'd have it all year round if possible.
But you have to identify, are you just a football-only fan? See, if you're football-only, you're not doing anything wrong. But what about the people who like the Detroit Tigers? What about big-time Red Wing fan? Where's your time for that? God forbid if you like college sports.
Now, see, I think the Tigers help you out because it's almost that.
They normally suck.
No, but it's the perfect time because it's when the NFL is kind of in the lull where only the true geeks care about the June 1st cutdowns, because by the time the NFL season ramps back up, Tigers are mathematically eliminated. So now you can go back to caring about football again. Now, if the Tigers were in a World Series pennant chase type of thing, now you got to divide up your time.
Like someone here saying, yes, it is too much football. I'm 26 years old, and I'm a season ticket holder for the Tigers. This is my favorite time of year where I get the break from football. I can't have more of it.
No.
The NFL was king viewership-wise because how easy it was to watch all the games on Sunday. You play football four nights a week, and the viewership will go down, I promise you.
Here's what they're doing, though. They're going to parse the individual games away from the base package. I mean, they got on a single streaming one-time game a $110 million payout. Now, what happens when they're going to start doing double Monday night, double Thursday night? That's what's coming. I don't think it'll venture into Friday night. I don't.
No, just the Black Friday. That's probably the only game because for some reason, we hold high school football in reverence. Can't ever play games
well, you
on
do.
Friday.
Not the rest of the free world.
What is it with you, man?
I don't have a quarterback.
Okay. Go draft one. You
can't.
Had a bunch
I don't
of guys.
Run the team.
JJ was sitting right there.
I know. Listen, what do you want from me?
Leave me alone.
Let me go to the people. You're sensitive. Go to Bob right now. Bob, what's going on, buddy?
I'm an old man, Mike, and you're a young man. I've been calling you since Terry was there. And Rico, you sound just like Terry. But, Mike, the problem is it's a good thing. We like football. But the biggest thing is statewide casinos and statewide betting saved sports and made sports better. You know, would you rather go to a casino and watch a game or your local bar? That's what it is, right?
Neither. I'd rather sit home and watch it.
Not you. You know what I'm talking about, the bar.
Oh, I got you. I got you. No, I mean, Bob, I will tell you this. So, now, go ahead.
Oh, no, Bob, real quick. So I've often wondered, so like when the games are on Peacock or Amazon, the bars, can you just pick those up and play them?
Yep. Some of the bars got them. Not the bars. Most of the casino got them.
Okay.
I don't know about the bar, but the casino. Most people going to the casino, they ain't going to no bars like that.
I think the other problem with it, and I'm being serious, guys, I think betting is fun, but by the end of a football season, there's a big break involved. See, the more football and the more, it is like unrelenting.
You need a moment to just recharge and just actually
chill out.
Miss it.
Yeah. Like watch baseball, something I don't bet on.
Right.
But and just watch a game. No money. Just watch
but
a
just
game.
As far as the NFL, you just want to miss it for a little bit. And then
that's right.
That brings the love back. But it's the house guests who won't leave.
That's why David, on a quarterly basis, will separate from his wife. It keeps it fresh.
David,
had enough for the kids.
You know what, David?
He's had enough for her.
David, let's find this man a quarterback.
He just wants to go on a little retreat.
Let's find this man a quarterback.
We have to real soon.
We got to find him a quarterback. You know what? Trey Lance is available. You can get him in a trade.
I don't care, man. I'd take Barney Fife at this point. 248-539-9797. Let me go to Kevin. He's up next, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. I want to acknowledge the unique position you guys are in because you're in an industry that has to cover this all the time. So certainly that's a huge load to add on to given all of the demand for it. But that's what the NFL is doing. They're meeting demand with supply right now. And it's because the other sports did themselves no favors. The NBA shot itself in the foot with the consolidation of talent on 2-3 teams. The college sports are doing the same thing now with college football. Hockey is just not a great product overall until you get to the playoffs. And baseball is so tied to its lore and its history that they can't make hardly any changes. And even they've been trying to be flexible to get their audience back, which they're not really going to do. So I don't blame the NFL. It's like a cold Coke in the fridge. I can always reach for it when I want it, and I hope it's always there. But, you know, when it's not there, I want it. So I want it. And the reason why I think you guys pine for it so much is because it's such a great product.
It is.
It's so enjoyable.
No, it is. And listen, football is the best. And Kevin, I adore it. But there is an element of this where eventually it will be too much. Like, I'm being straight with you. Kevin, if at the end of a 16-game season, if you can't determine who's best, you never will. 17 doesn't make a difference. 18 doesn't make a difference.
You can do that in baseball, though, in 82
Oh,
games,
I agree.
But you
listen,
don't do that,
Kevin.
Right?
No,
but
one,
I'm not tuning in to the Thursday night Titans-Jaguars, so count me out. But I have enough people that do like it that I don't mind they throw it on.
But you – all right, so, Kevin, at least we can meet in the middle on this. Now, when they go to a double or a triple header on Thursday nights, they're losing you. You're not watching that. If it's two Sunday night games or two Monday night games.
Yeah, because in order to have that doubleheader on Thursday, meaning one of those games is going to probably get over around 2:00 in the morning.
No, but I don't want less on Sunday. I think, Kevin, you would agree. Sunday's magical. More football on Sunday. We're all home.
I totally agree, and you're right. Those nights where they have a double Monday night game, we might throw a card game or something. The game's on. I mean, we're not that dialed into it, but certainly the game is on, and that's how you get a lot of passive viewership with the NFL, I'm sure, too, with other things.
Yep. No, Kev, I'm with you. I think the one thing Goodell said that I like is going down to two preseason games. We don't need the preseason. We don't.
Well, the other thing that I like is you know, giving people a break, and Super Bowl Sunday being on President's Weekend, so you could actually hang out the entire night, because the game starts later and later, it seems, and you don't have to worry about work the next
day. There you go, Kenny. Get a little more tuned up for everybody.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not necessarily draft grades, but we did make predictions on what would happen in the first round of the draft.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you really think, considering my general attitude today, that a receipt segment is a wise move?
No. But you know what? We were not going to do this, but you just kept picking and picking, and I said, you know what?
Fine.
My time to shine.
Fine. Have it your way.
Quarterback selected in the first five picks. Over under was 3.5. It was the under. Mike, congratulations. You and I each got it right. O lineman selected in the top 10. Over under 1.5. Once again, Michael, congratulations along with David. Kenny, yeah, me and you went under. So sorry about that. Wide receiver selected in the top 10. Over, under, 3.5. It was just 3. It was the under. David, Michael, congratulations. Kenny, I'm sensing the theme here.
Yeah, Kenny was hammered and made all the wrong picks.
Am I going to get one right? I don't think I've got one right yet.
You have not.
Why do I feel like you take some joy out of this?
Because he does.
Here you go, Kenny. I'll look ridiculous. The Raiders will select in the top 5. I really thought they were going to trade up to get JJ. The answer was actually no, they didn't. They don't have a quarterback either, Mike. Feel better?
No.
Mike, you said no. Kenny, you said no. David and I said yes. U of M players drafted over, under 9.5. Over. I went under.
How many got taken?
13.
Oh, that's
it. And it took the seventh round. Yeah.
I know, but I mean, hey, drafted is drafted.
Everybody got this one correct. Will the Broncos draft Bo Nix?
Yes.
Or Michael Penix? Now, little did we know, Penix wouldn't be on the board. But we all got that one. Yes. Cooper DeJean, will he be drafted by pick 21.5? Over, under. It was over. Congratulations, Michael.
I'm on fire.
Congratulations, David.
Not that anyone cares.
I got that one right as well. Not you, Kenny.
Man, Kenny's the dumbest guy on earth.
Quinyon Mitchell. 12.5. Will he be selected at 12.5?
I got this wrong, if memory serves me.
Michael, you said under. David, you said over. Kenny. You said over as well.
Yay!
I said over. Quarterbacks selected in the first round total, over under 4.5. I should have said in the first 10 picks. But yeah, it went over We all got that one correct.
Thank God. Gee, one team didn't take one.
No, they didn't. Still wondering, what are they waiting for?
I don't know.
Did you take any joy from the draft
None.
With your Giants?
None. Yes, huh? That it ended. Carry on.
At least Big G was happy.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what he's happy about. He doesn't know any of these players.
It doesn't matter. Give the man his happiness.
More receipts.
All right.
Make Kenny feel stupid. It brings me joy.
Well, wide receivers selected in the first round of the draft. Over, under,
Christ.
7.5.
I guarantee I said over.
There was actually 7.
Yep, I knew it.
Kenny, you had over. Michael, you had over. David, you said under.
Certain ones of these I remember.
I said under as well. Because we both said it was going to be 7. JJ selected over under 6.5 pick of the first round. I thought the Raiders would move up to take him. I was wrong. I said under. Kenny was also under.
Jesus.
I'm tired of piling onto Kenny.
No, I'm not. More chair.
David, you said over. Michael, you said over. Kenny, if you haven't noticed, these two, they're on fire.
Yeah, I got it, Rico. Thank you.
I don't know that anyone's ever done this bad at a receipt segment as what Kenny's putting forth today.
Rome Odunze.
Yes.
Over, under, pick 8.5.
I don't remember my answer.
Rome was taken at pick 9. I thought he would have been drafted by the Giants. I was wrong. I said under. Kenny, join me.
Jesus.
He thought he was going to be. Kenny went under. David did not believe. David went over. Michael, you went over as well.
That's because I thought Neighbors was a Giant. Took a shot. Now Odunze is going to torment me twice by being better than Malik Neighbors and by haunting the Lions. It's going to be awful.
Blake Corum drafted.
In the CFL.
99.5. He was taken at 83. I went over. I was wrong. Kenny went under.
He did it, everybody. Hey, he did it. I got this one wrong.
David, he loves his Michigan players. David went under. Michael?
I went over.
Went under.
I did?
You went under, my
All
friend.
All right.
Right now, you and David are tied.
Oh, boy.
You each have 11 correct.
Kenny's got one.
Here it is.
All right, hold on. For all the marbles, David.
Here it is. Largest trade up of the first round.
Uh-oh.
Over, under 7.5 spots.
See, the JJ thing got me. I think I win it.
The largest trade up of the first round was 6 spots.
I think I said under.
I said over.
Yeah, because you had that crack fantasy about the Raiders trading up.
Yeah. I went all in. Kenny, congratulations. You said under.
Kenny's got 2.
I think I said over.
For the receipts championship, Michael said under. David, you went over.
A 12-pack in a receipt segment?
Michael, you, my friend, missed 2.
That's
David missed 3.
How many did I get right?
Literally 2.
Yeah.
You were the
like
inverse.
Three?
You were the inverse of good.
Yeah.
You went 3 for 15.
The opposite of what you did.
Right.
Kenny, you actually got 7 right. They were just all mixed in there.
That's not bad.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, we made Kenny feel like a total idiot.
Huh. No, you weren't a total. Kenny, I got a bunch of them wrong, too, as well. We tied for 7 apiece.
But you know what,
apiece.
Kenny and Rico and David, you guys are winners in life because you have a quarterback. Have Danny Neckbrace.
David not only has 1, he has 2.
Right. And you know what they say if you got 2 quarterbacks.
I don't have one either.
Oh, but wait. According to him, my team doesn't have a quarterback. Why, Mike? What is he?
Rat Purdy.
There it is. So really, just Kenny has a quarterback. That's your NFL first round draft receipts edition blitz 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.